Module 3, Benefits. When we think of the benefits of sensitivity training, we think of employees' ability to identify biases that, if not responded to appropriately, can hinder the productivity of the business and/or effectively work with people of different backgrounds. Raising awareness. Raising awareness is the first step to promoting change. With the media, one's limited experience with individuals of different backgrounds, or what they have heard from others, it is easy to fall into the mindset that no one knows everything there is to know about people of a different religion, race, age, etc. More often than not, this is simply untrue. The training is a helpful tool in dispelling myths and receiving accurate information with regard to cultural differences and diversity. Interaction. One of the most effective ways to learn about someone different from oneself is to actually interact with him or her. Not only do you learn about that person as an individual, but you can also learn about their culture, race, and so on. Understanding how one thinks and factors such as religion that affects the way they think will open your mind to new perspectives and help you communicate with them at their level. This will include verbal, nonverbal, and visual communication. Let's take a look at a few examples of how your communication skills can improve. Example 1. In Nigeria, subordinates typically do not make direct eye contact when verbally communicating with their boss as a sign of respect. In the United States, if you do not make eye contact with your boss, you may be suspected of hiding something. Keeping this in mind can help prevent you from misinterpreting one's intentions. Example 2. While physical touch, such as patting someone on the shoulder, may be seen as a harmless way of telling someone, "job well done," it can be viewed as harassment, as you were not invited to touch the person. Behavioral changes. Another benefit to sensitivity training and all it includes is better relationship management. Once we understand the expectations of people from different groups, we can then use that to build and maintain better, more positive relationships, both in the workplace and in everyday life. How does sensitivity training aid in our relationships? First, through our interaction. Through our contact and learning about others, we are more likely to change the way we think about others and behave in their presence. Communicating in a more positive manner improves our relationships with everyone we encounter. Better communication equals better relationships. Productive workplace. While developing positive relationships with coworkers is an important benefit of sensitivity training, the overall goal is to ensure a workplace that is productive. Many don't realize how not being able to successfully communicate with coworkers has a direct impact on how work gets done. This can affect quality as well as productivity. Here are some examples of how a diverse workplace affects productivity. Various perspectives equal various solutions to solve problems. Greater employee morale. Higher employee engagement. Working with customers on a global scale. Less employee turnover. More innovation. Case study. Brett and Mike are talking about the upcoming sensitivity training. Mike said he agrees that everyone in the office should be sensitive to the needs of everyone else in the office, but he feels having actual training on it is not necessary. Brett explained that while one would think everyone would understand the importance of being sensitive to others, that's simply not the case. He went further by saying that the training is not only to teach how all should act, but it's also to show the benefits of doing so. Some of these include raising awareness of other religions, races, etc., which can result in behavioral changes and a more productive workplace. Mike expressed he was being closed-minded and thanked Brett for pointing this out to him. He then stated he looks forward to the training to learn even more.